listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Passage today is Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 39 to 47. We pick up in the midst of a conversation, a conflict really, between Jesus and the Jews who are listening to him. Some have begun to believe in him, some don't know what to do, and some are offended at what Jesus is saying. You can go back to get more of the context, but beginning in verse 39, it says, "They," that's the Jews, "answered him, 'Abraham is our father.' Jesus said to them, 'If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing what Abraham did. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are indeed doing what your father does.' They said to him, 'We are not illegitimate children. We have one father, God himself.' Jesus said to them, 'If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now I am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot accept my word. You are from your father, the devil, and you choose to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? I tell the truth. Why do you not believe me? Whoever is from God hears the words of God. The reason you do not hear them is that you are not from God." There's a severity in this conversation, in this conflict. This is not the time for pleasant words. Jesus is confronting the people's trust in their traditions and their feeling that we're all good. We're all children of Abraham. There's more that's needed in the people. They need to listen to Christ. They need to turn from the ways in which they're blinded, they're complacent, they're participating with the works of evil. And Jesus is giving them a strong word of turning, of repentance from the ways that are empty to the power of God. There's something here that is a little bit hard sometimes to connect to if we're in normal kind of lots of Christians, we all love Jesus settings. It's good that we love the Lord, but we need to be confronted with are we presumptuous like these who were being confronted were, that because we're a part of a church, because we're a part of a people, that we're all good. We need not to be comforted, but to be challenged at times, to know that the truth is not that everything's okay. The truth is that there is a battle and Christ is calling us to choose for his life. We need to believe in the one who has called us to be his brothers and sisters, who has brought us into being sons and daughters in the kingdom. We need to believe that this is significant, that the one who is our enemy is a murderer, wants to kill our desire for the Lord, wants to cover up the truth. We need the Lord's forgiveness and we need his help. And Christ makes it clear that his words ought to convict our hearts, that if we listen, we will continue to be changed, that we will continue to recognize more is needed. John the Baptist said, you must increase and I must decrease. We have been brought to the truth of Christ, and we need to continue to be brought deeper into the truth of Christ. We need to continue to hear every day the word that says, follow me, the way, the truth, and the life. Turn away from the distractions, the empty lies of the evil one, and choose for the way of life. The Lord has been obedient. The Lord was able to challenge those whom he loved to not be complacent in their sin. May we hear that same challenge and choose for life. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.